This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To get us out there. That is a real true thing, I think, about us just as football fans. Probably need to toughen up a little bit there, too, for this program here. Where, again, like I tell you, every ticket matters a little bit more. But, John, we can't tell them here in Memphis, again, where every butt matters a little bit more, that you shouldn't go out on a hot day, too. Can't even suggest it. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're going to make the job too hard for Veach. No wonder they paid this man what they did. He's got to go out here and fight this battle against you.
Look, no, it's not against me. Everybody knows the score when it comes to heat and humidity. Like, this is not groundbreaking stuff here. It's just, you know, if it's 100 degrees outside and the heat index is 109, man, be careful. That's all I'm saying. Go enjoy. You know, you know what? If you love Memphis football, you probably want to die on the field, and you might. You might.
Brad got them tickets. I'm not long behind him.
I think that the
he's
phrase,
not worried.
The phrase is no hill for a climber, John. This is no hill for a climber.
Okay. Yeah.
You follow?
Kinda. No hill for a climber.
Not sure I do either.
No, if you're a climber and you're game and you support the Tigers, a little hate ain't gonna bother you. It's no hill for a climber.
Okay.
Because you're a climber.
Yes. 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 Agreed. No hill for a climber. Now,
so I'm going to get my – I don't care if it's 110. Jake, you're going to sweat your little ass off, and we're going to watch this game because I paid for these tickets.
That sounds rough.
If there is a game that you're going to climb, if there's a hill you are going to climb, it's going to be the game against Ole Miss because it's a Power 5 opponent for sure. So, again, it's – you know, they're going to have a sellout, and they should have a sellout, and that team deserves to have a sellout. And there was a report over at the Commercial Appeal that the Tigers have sold 20,000 season tickets.
That's good.
For the 2019 season. I'm not sure exactly how that compares. I know, you know, it's a gradual process. You know, it's a gradual process building that season ticket base. And it's hard, you know, because Memphis has been doing what they're – Memphis has been, in terms of their on-field product, they have been taking care of business. You know, they've been doing that. But I'm imagining that Memphis is pleased with that number.
Oh, I imagine so. I mean, it's like what Laird Veach said. It's like there's momentum here. And you've got, I think it was Allie Prescott that gave that number, over 20,000 season tickets sold. That's what you want to see. And hopefully this year, again, it can't be stated enough. This is a problem everywhere. It's not just unique to here. But it's certainly a challenge. One of the biggest that Laird Veach faces when he starts up in October is sort of getting that thing, being as creative as they can to get more butts in seats. There's no question. Like we talked about, it's more important here than anywhere else in the Power 5 because, again, every dollar matters more. Now, what's good to see is, you know, and going back to this momentum point, you know, the money's going up. They're going from $3 million. John, we've been saying seven, but it looks like from figures it's closer to eight. I think that they're getting per year. You know, there's more here. And as a result, you guys were asking the question, well, how can you go out and get a guy like Laird Veach, you know, who's Power 5 already? How do you pull a guy like that? Well, you do it. And we saw the report, too, yesterday from the CA. You do it by giving them $500,000. You do it by giving them more than you were paying Tom Bowen. And this is a guy that's coming in. We know he's got great connections in the Midwest, and particularly what he just did down at Florida, coming up through Kansas State, though, obviously. This is a guy who's got a great national reputation, a Power 5 guy, like you said. And the way you get one of those guys is you go pay. And Memphis did $500,000 we saw for that annual salary for Veach. I'm pretty sure Tom Bowen was making $400,000 for the majority of his contract.
Yep. Okay, we have a couple bits of breaking news. 92.9 breaking news powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job at Indeed.com/hire. Antonio Brown is in Napa, ladies and gentlemen. He's reported. There he is. It's a big day in the city of Memphis.
Not in Memphis.
Also, Infali Dante has made his college decision. Does Memphis hold on to the number one recruiting class in 2019? Remember, he was considering LSU. He was considering Oregon. He was considering Kentucky. And he's reclassifying. He's made his decision. I'll tell you whether or not MIP has held on to their number one recruiting class when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Every time I drive, I see so many billboards for lawyers and law firms. And many don't even have a name, just a big phone number. And then in tiny words on the very bottom, they have the firm's name. And I always wonder, is their name small because they're a small firm? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When you're injured, you're usually fighting against the other side's insurance company. GEICO, Allstate, State Farm. These are big companies that want to pay you as little as possible. But our army of over 400 lawyers and 2,000 case staff, the largest personal injury law firm in the world, has a history and track record of going up against them and winning. When you're injured, size does matter. And you can now reach us by dialing Pound Law on your cell phone. That's Pound 529. Pound Law, that's all. It's so easy to remember and even easier to get in touch with us. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC. Instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah, it's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Uses directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
School, work, soccer practice, life becomes more hectic. Whatever the reason, Massage Envy can help you manage the side effects of this wonderful thing called living with some me time. They have plenty of appointments available to fit your busy schedule. Open 7 days a week until 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. Help alleviate your stress and tension at Massage Envy. Stop by one of the four Memphis area locations today. Visit MassageEnvy.com to find the most convenient location for you.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. An accident takes seconds to occur. Then what should take a great deal of time and research sometimes only takes a day. What lawyer should I hire? Sometimes the firm you hire does many things: bankruptcy, immigration, criminal defense, right there on their website. Would you hire a pediatrician to do your heart surgery? Of course not. This will be a life-changing decision, and all lawyers are not the same, not even close. Our firm is an open book. You know us by over 30 years of reputation. If you want to know what a case like yours may be worth, visit ForThePeople.com and look at the offers made and verdicts returned by juries for cases like yours. Hundreds of them. The proof is in the pudding. Your lawyer may have never been to court, or rarely. And listen, just because you hired the wrong firm in a rush days after your accident doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Look before you leap. There is only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell phone, dial Pound Law, Pound 529. Pound Law, that's all.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Watch me make them bow,
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's do it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM, ESPN. First story.
92.9 breaking news powered by radio.com sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire. Brad, I hope you're sending these to who these
they're all going to the
I
right mean,
because
place.
I be doing this.
No, I appreciate you doing your job.
You know, I be on this thing.
When
man.
People do their job, I celebrate you. So thank you.
Enfali Dante is a 2020 big man, five-star prospect, played with Kennedy Chandler on Mocan Elite. Mm-hmm. They won the Peach Jam together. They were great high-low, and honestly, I mean, that was why they were able to do it, right? I mean, that combination of high-low, Kennedy Chandler and Polly Dante is a big reason why they were able to win the Peach Jam. He has made his decision. He was down to Oregon, he was down to LSU, and he was down to Kentucky. And I know a lot of Memphis fans probably weren't even studying this decision, but they should have been, because Kentucky is right there with Memphis in 2019 in the recruiting class rankings, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I know a lot of people have moved on. It's done. It's over. People just assume Memphis had the number one recruiting class, and it's over. Well, what the kicker was within Polly Dante is that he's going to reclassify. He has reclassified. And a commitment from Infali Dante would have given Kentucky the number one
would have jumped.
Ranking. They would have jumped Memphis had he gone to Kentucky. He did not. He did not choose Kentucky, and he did not choose LSU. He chose Oregon. 2019 five-star big man Infali Dante chose the Oregon Ducks, which is a huge get for them. I mean, my goodness. He's playing this year, too, to add him in August. Now, this still does have Memphis implications because the Tigers will be playing Oregon in Portland on November the 12th. That game now becomes absolutely huge. That's a huge game now because Oregon's going to be ranked in the top 25, no question about it. They add Chandler Lawson. They already have Chandler Lawson coming in. They got Peyton Pritchard coming back. And now you add in Infali Dante. They're going to be a top 25 team, I would imagine.
I had expected that to be the toughest test on their slate. And maybe you would make the case that it's Knoxville and Tennessee. And so speaking of their non-conference schedule, because, again, you're on the road. You know it'll be a good coach team. Look, Rick Barnes has got some high-level talent coming in there. Again, they lost so much. It won't be like the team they just had. That said, I still think the better team will end up being Oregon. This, to me, just cements it. I think that'll be the toughest test, albeit we're calling it a neutral site. That game is in Portland, but we know, quite frankly, it's going to be like a home game for Oregon. So in terms of the environment, I expect it to be, you know, it won't be as raucous, I think, as Tennessee, but still a road environment in what should really be a neutral site game. And so for me, it's always been that's the toughest test on your schedule. Now, who knows? Right. You know, again, Georgia with Anthony Edwards, they're young. But who knows? I mean, if they're riding him, who knows how good they are. But, again, you look at that non-conference schedule. To me, I always had Oregon circled. I know they got that one in NC State, too, at the Barclays. NC State decent coming off. We all expect them to be a tournament team this year. But I think Oregon's the one, and this, John, just cements it. And good thing for Memphis, too, that you keep riding out because you've got that printed up now that you're number one recruiting class in the country.
That's
everywhere.
It's official.
You don't want to lose that.
There are no two ways about it now. There's nothing that could change it. Memphis is going to finish with the number one recruiting class in 2019, first time ever.
Because I promise you, if Kentucky had gotten the kid, they'd be broadcasting it all over. It'd be a broadcast beam. And then they'd be doing a quick hit on ESPN real fast, talking about how Kentucky's got the number one class, and then maybe even ESPN going inside doing another.
Bro, that would have been the most
dejecting
thing ever.
Yeah. And you know they would have reveled in it and
absolutely.
Thrown it back down here. You know that was coming. So this is good news for Memphis.
Yeah, I mean, and again, it's all like whether you're first or second. In the grand scheme of things, it's all sort of – It's fugazi, it's meaningless, it's pixie dust, right? But for Memphis to be able to say that they have the number one class for the first time in program history, like, that means something. That matters. When you look at the last decade, and the top recruiting classes are Kentucky, Duke, Kentucky, Duke, Kentucky,
right.
Duke, Kentucky, Duke, Memphis. You know, that means something. And so luckily, for Memphis in this case, because frankly, Memphis could not have done any more than they did in this class. I mean, because Rajon Tucker wouldn't have factored into to the 2019 rankings anyway.
Right.
There was nothing else they could have done. They got the best players in the area. They got some of the best players nationally. They got the number one player in America. If you can't finish with a damn number one recruiting class this year, when could you ever do it?
Right.
You know what I mean? So, luckily, you know, Infali Dante – and listen, I was told weeks back – not that anybody cares about how it all unfolded. He was headed to Kentucky, I believe. But my understanding is John Calipari and his staff cut out people around Infali Dante they shouldn't have cut out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that they you know, there was a mentor. You know, you get it. You know, like the cast of characters around a recruitment, right?
Yeah.
They cut out sort of the mentor, the guy who was kind of handling the recruitment. They cut him out. They thought they could go around him and above him. And it did not work out in their favor. So anyway, now Memphis will see what a matchup that will be. Infali Dante versus James Wiseman, November 12th at the Moda Center. That's going to be nice.
Yeah.
That's going to be nice. And an opportunity for James to prove himself.
Like I said, that's going to be more like a road game. But you tell – what's tougher than that Oregon game on the schedule?
Nothing now.
You agree with me?
Nothing now.
Cements it.
I would have said Tennessee before they added in Folidante.
So I thought you can make a fair argument it was Tennessee. Yeah, but not anymore.
No question about it. You know, so that's a great game on the schedule. I'll probably be there for that one. So I'm looking forward to covering that that matchup between Infolidante and James Wiseman.
Next story.
And also Chandler Lawson too. That'll be a great storyline as well.
I expect him to get playing time early.
Yeah, he will.
Particularly you figure they're going to play him against Memphis. We talked about this when he won it a couple of weeks ago because we were talking about should we put our kids into gaming? Kyle Giersdorf, the 16-year-old Pennsylvania, goes by the name Booga. His nickname, his screen name, I guess you would put it, John, in that world. Talked about him when we won, had a conversation then about how crazy this gaming industry is now and how it's blown up and kids are getting college scholarships. We've talked about that at length. Last night, or at least a couple of days ago, Saturday night, excuse me, something weird happened to Kyle. Back in my day when I played video games, you had to worry about a couple of things. Mom coming in, right? Might mess up your game.
Yep.
Son, get off that system. Maybe it's a girlfriend calling, right? And you want to just, hey, honey, I'll holler back at you later on. Come scoop you up later. I'm on the game. Those were the kind of things that can interrupt you. Kyle Giersdorf got interrupted by a SWAT team. John, apparently this is commonplace now in the gaming industry. We're learning so much more about it. It's a growing phenomenon, and old geezers like me are just catching up. But he got what they call SWATted. And this is what SWATted did. He was playing Fortnite, right? And all of a sudden, he stops and he goes away. You could hear him talking to his dad. There's a SWAT team in the house. SWATting is I'm reading from the story over at ESPN, is a criminal harassment tactic in which someone reports a false emergency to get authorities, particularly a SWAT team, to descend on an unsuspecting target. So in the middle of this game, a SWAT team that's been told that he's taken a family member hostage and killed another descends on his home. Can you believe this?
No.
Descends on his home. Like I said, they came in with guns, bro. This is what he was telling people. They literally pulled up. That's scary. The internet's effing crazy. The SWAT team comes up, and they tell ESPN that the department received a call from a person acting as Giersdorf, again, Booga. The caller told police he had killed his father, shooting him multiple times, and tied up his mother in the garage. So a SWAT team comes.
Jeez.
What they see is a father who comes out the door, says, "What in the world are y'all doing?" And a kid who's on the game, a kid who won $3 million, by the way, in that Fortnite tournament a few weeks ago. Crazy story.
That is a crazy story.
And, John, it's happened before. That's why this is a term. Right, this is not the first time thing we've seen of it. That's why they call it SWATting. In March, again reading from the ESPN story, a 26-year-old Los Angeles man was sentenced to 20 years in prison for taking part in such a hoax which he staged as retaliation for losing in Call of Duty. Here's the other one that was more serious.
20 years
he got.
Dang.
Tyler R. Barris pleaded guilty in November. Listen to this one closely. And to 51 federal charges related to fake calls and threats, including a December 28, 2017 call to police in Wichita, Kansas, during which Barris falsely reported a shooting and hostage situation at a local address that resulted in the death of Andrew Finch, a father of two. Somebody's died because of these SWATting, you know, this stuff. And anyway.
How did he die, you know?
I'm assuming, it doesn't say, but I'm assuming he got shot and hopefully not, you know, by police.
Right.
I can find out a little more for you in the break.
Well, you know, kids need to go outside and play. You know, my version of SWATting.
It's so different now, man.
You know what my version of SWATting was? I would order pizza for my neighbors.
What?
That is cool.
No. I didn't pay for it.
Oh.
I thought
you paid for it.
It's just a prank. You would order the pizza, you would go deliver it at your neighbor's house, and they'd say, "I didn't order a pizza?"
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That was my version of SWATting.
And you would just laugh?
I would, dude, it was like, okay, this is very innocent and pure, as you guys can tell, and also maybe a very white Caucasian thing to do.
An adolescent.
Me and my friends would get together. This is back when you had like the home phone, and we would get our third doors down neighbor's address. You know, we'd go get it. And then we'd call in and we'd say, hey, we get like this massive like $200 order, like this like five pizzas, chicken wings, three whatever, and we'd order it, and we would watch, you know, we would watch from our house as the pizza man arrived, and one time the dude bought it. Like once it tripped me out. Like one time all the stuff we ordered, the neighbor actually just paid for it. He's like, oh, well.
Back then you weren't videoing this so it could go viral or anything like that. You guys were just, your little brains just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
So you're just laughing at it. You just have the memory, but now it's visual evidence.
You know, it's like maybe that's like a gateway drug to swatting. You know, you just, you call and you report this false crime and then you get somebody hurt. That to me though is where you, that's ridiculous.
The Upper Pottsgrove Township Police believe that the call came from Europe. So I'm assuming one of Giersdorf's opponents that he had beaten, like in these other cases, or somebody that's just got it in for him or jealous. Like we said, he won the Fortnite tournament that got him $3 million a few weeks ago. calling in from Europe to a police station in Pennsylvania, right? And getting the SWAT team to descend on the house. It's just crazy. We talked about how our world's getting smaller. Here's literally a hoax call from Europe getting a SWAT team to a house in the middle of while this kid's playing a game in Pennsylvania. Craziness out here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you address it. I don't know how you remedy it. I don't know how you fix it, but that is very scary.
Well, you do it by like we said, these harsh punishments. You know, you can't – this isn't a game.
Right.
Where,
right.
I mean, SWAT teams using – you talk about the gas and all the money and all the resources they put into it, period, but if you're literally a father of two died.
Yep.
This is very serious. People need to go to jail. They need to go to jail for a long time. So that's how you prevent – that's how you keep people from doing it, John.
Yeah. Okay, when we come back, Mike Norvell, Memphis football coach, is going to join us. We will talk to him about, you know, what he's seeing. What he's seeing so far in camp. What he thinks about the Tigers. We'll talk to him, you know, about the new AD, season tickets. Lots to get to with Mike Norvell. We'll do that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Do you take pride in your work to provide the best life for your family? Then you are exactly who we need on our team. Come join the fastest-growing HVAC and plumbing company in Memphis. We have immediate openings for HVAC installers and plumbers. We offer health insurance and excellent pay. Even better, we have year-round work. Apply today, bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Germantown Car Wash, the only full-service car wash in Germantown. Why sweat or dirty up your clothes cleaning and vacuuming your car when we'll do it for you at almost the same price as those express washes? We will detail your rims, shampoo your mats or carpet, wipe down and clean your interior, and much more while you wait. Been in business for over 30 years. Washes including vacuum and windows start at just $12. 7601 Poplar Avenue next to Memphis Pool and Germantown Hardware.
I have Howie here to tell us why buying an engagement ring from Robert Irwin Jewelers is different from anywhere else.
We take all of the guesswork, all of the worry, and all of the intimidation out of buying an engagement ring. All you got to do is come to Robert Irwin Jewelers. You pick your loose diamond. You pick a beautiful setting. We put it together for you. She gets a brand new ring that nobody else has ever tried on. You propose to her. She says yes. Voila, you've got the perfect engagement.
What if she says no?
Well, that's why we have the made-to-order, meant-to-last guarantee. We give you 1 full year to return it.
And that's not just if she says no. If she wants a different cut, style, or a different setting, you can come back.
365 days. So here's the other thing. They're just worried about not having enough money to make her happy. All you need to do is come in, tell us what you think would be great for her. We've got financing for you, 12, 18, 24 months. We can go out as long as 60 months on financing. We'll find a ring in your budget. Don't be afraid. Come see us at Robert Irwin Jewelers, 4 convenient locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Shopping for a new car? Orion has auto loans starting as low as 1.99% APR. Visit orionfcu.com for more details. APR accurate as of today's date. Conditions apply.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Michael Bell is the University of Memphis football coach. They are in the middle of camp getting ready for the season opener on August 31st against Ole Miss. Should be a fun year. He joins us now. Coach Norvell, how you doing, man?
Man, everything's going well. Glad the temperature's kind of blaring at a new level. And our guys, like, I don't say they're necessarily enjoying it, but it's definitely helping us in our progress.
Yeah, so how's it all been? And I guess, what are you looking for, you know, in a camp like this where expectations are so high, you know, for your team? Yet again, I feel like we sort of ask you a version of this question every season now. But what are you kind of looking for, you know, in anticipation for a season like this in camp?
Oh, I'm sure glad you guys are asking about high expectations and not the other way. So that's a good thing. So you keep asking that one. But, you know, we're looking for a team that's progressing. And I think we've got some guys that have played a lot of football here. And we also have some guys that are coming on and going to have to accept and, you know, put themselves in bigger roles and be more impact players than maybe what they've been asked upon here in their past. And so we're looking for growth. We're looking for growth in every position. I've been really pleased with what I've seen. We do have some new things that we're learning. You know, we had spring practice, had some new coaches put in some new terminology in every phase of the game, and now these guys have to get confident in that. They have to understand the communication, you know, continue to embrace the expectation, and then each and every day just get a little bit better.
It sounded like defense was a little bit ahead of the offense on Saturday in your first preseason scrimmage. Is that what you expected, Coach? Is that about what you expected with losing as much as you did offensively, particularly up front with the offensive line?
Well, I mean, that's what you're hopeful for. Yeah. I mean, you know, you'd like to see the defense, playing fast. You know, obviously there's a lot of things that all sides of the ball are having to go through. But I think, Coach Fuller and the defensive staff have done a really nice job. Our kids have confidence in what they're being asked to do. And, we're trying to look at, a couple of different things to truly, determine what our identity is and the best personnel, putting our guys in the best position to achieve success. And offensively, we're doing the same thing. We got a lot of moving pieces. We're trying to look at a variety of different options, and I think in both sides of the ball, we're on track.
What struck you about the way you talked about Adam Fuller, your new defensive coordinator? What struck you about his system over at Marshall? I saw doing a little homework. Didn't allow a 100-yard rusher all season long. One of just three teams to do that. What sort of struck you about his style in terms of why you brought him in? What's different under Fuller?
You know, I think in the way that that we attack, and kind of the philosophical approach of what he does, it's all based on communication, getting guys aligned, quickly. In today's game, there's so much tempo. There's so many variations of speeds of what mm-hmm. you can see. But you want to be able to put your guys in a position to where they know what their job is. They know they understand their responsibility. Then you let them go out there and play. He's a great teacher, great phenomenal technical coach. I love watching him with our players and just the building of confidence that they're getting just from the way that he instructs them. And and then he's multiple in what he does. We like to attack. That attack doesn't necessarily mean blitzing, but there's a lot of things that he does in the way that we distribute our personnel that causes offenses problems. And I've studied a lot of defenses over the years, and this is one that I really had a lot of respect for, and I think Adam has shown to be a top caliber coordinator, and I'm so excited to have him here.
No doubt.
We are, of course, talking to Coach Mike Norvell here on the show as Memphis football gears up for the season. They open up against Ole Miss on August 31st at the Liberty Bowl. There are tons of schools around the country who are currently in the thick of quarterback competitions. That is not the case at Memphis, obviously, with Brady White coming back and also adding another year of eligibility. What have you seen from him in camp, so far?
I mean, honestly, he's been incredible. I mean, he's every day he's come out, he's really brought the right mental approach. He's pushed himself. He's pushed himself physically, and he's pushed himself mentally. Today's practice was probably one of the best he's had since he's been here. You see him taking ownership in the offense as a leader. He's bigger, he's stronger. He's moving better. He's running better than he ever did at any point last season. It's been fun to watch, and you can see the confidence in what he's being asked to do. But then at the end of the day, he also has the belief in the offense and knows it well enough to help get us in the right plays when we need that. And I think he's really doing a great job, and excited about the season coming up.
I think people in Memphis, and maybe it's not the majority, but certainly you saw some of it. I think people were kind of unfairly hard on him, but it seems like he is the kind of kid who is mellow enough and who is sort of balanced enough mentally to be able to take that. Is that the sense you get from being around Brady?
He's extremely mature, and I mean, he's a people. It doesn't matter where you are or what you do. I mean, when you're the starting quarterback, I mean, people are going to have their opinions. And I remember Riley Ferguson's first year. There's a lot of people that that questioned his some of the decisions and some of the ways that he played in his first year. And it's all about how you continue to grow, and it's not about what people are saying about you or your game. It's about what you see and the areas that you focus on improvement. And Brady, like I said, he's a very mature young man. He's got a great demeanor. He never gets too high, never gets too low, and he's really done a nice job. The team respects him. That's something that he's earned over the last year. I think last year, I think in his first season, it's hard because he'd been here for a short period of time. Guys are still trying to figure him out. He's doing the same thing, and after the last year and a half, I mean, there's a tremendous amount of respect for him, what he's put into this program, and the type of leader that he is.
Your offensive line, Coach, if you're taking stock of it today, is that the position group that's got the furthest to go, given what you lost up there last year from a standout unit, or how close are they to where you sort of want to be with that group?
They probably have the biggest opportunity in front of them, and that's individually and collectively as a group. There are a lot of questions from the outside about what this group's going to be and what they're going to look like. I've been really pleased with the development that I've seen. You talk about at the beginning of the show, we were talking about the guys that are looking to expand their role and now having to be counted on at a new level. And a lot of those guys are in the offensive front. We got two new starting tackles. We're able to move. Our most experienced offensive lineman is playing a new position, doing a great job. And Dustin Woodard, we're bringing guys along, but we're just trying to find that mix. We feel like we've got seven or eight guys that can play for us, which is a goal that you always have each and every year. If you can get to that number, you feel like you've got a really good group. And we even have a couple guys that are sitting on the edge and are still learning. I've been really, really impressed with Brian Thomas, who's a newcomer that joined us here just a couple weeks ago when we started camp. And I mean, he has picked it up quickly. Okay. I think he's going to add to what we're able to do. And it's fun watching those guys develop.
We are, of course, talking to Memphis football coach Mike Norvell here on the show. I was reading a piece from Bruce Feldman yesterday about 40 assistant coaches to watch in 2019. And you had two assistants on the list. You had Ryan Silverfield and you had Adam Fuller. If you ever get tired of coaching college football, have you ever considered joining a search firm? You should just hire people because you're really good at it.
Well, you know, obviously we pride ourselves in the evaluation of talent, not only in recruiting, but in who we're bringing to come help lead this football team. And I've been around some great coaches, here in the last few years that we've been able to have here in Memphis, and the ones that have had other opportunities that that they've taken is it's something that's a compliment to our program and the work that they did, but. Also being able to have guys like Ryan Sommerfeld, Adam Fuller, and all the guys that we have on staff. I think this is a great group of men that are all phenomenal teachers and coaches. And I'm glad to work side by side with them. And any recognition they get is well deserved. And definitely they're well appreciated around this place.
In terms of priorities and building on what you saw in that first scrimmage on Saturday, what's most important in terms of carryover, in terms of groups? Most important that you see up at the Lambeth campus on Saturday when you guys, I think it's 10 a.m. coach that you guys started off up there. What do you want to see? What do you want to see carried over?
It's just consistency, and that's really this whole week. We've had a good amount of install that's gone in. We're going to push that through tomorrow. But then I want to see consistency in fundamentals, being in the right place, trusting your coaching, and then being able to do that, play in and play out, not just for a series here or a series there, but carrying that and building that momentum throughout a game or a scrimmage that we'll have, as example here this Saturday. But we're getting closer, and I tell these guys, every day counts, every meeting counts, each walkthrough, we can't waste one rep. And so we need to have a great focus on being consistent, doing our job, and then making sure we're doing that at a high level because, the opportunity is here in front of us.
You have a new athletic director, at least starting October the 1st. We got a chance to talk to him a little bit yesterday, Laird Veach, and I know, you did as well. What do you think? What do you think about him, and, what'd you learn in your conversations with him?
And I'm fired up about Laird. I'm excited about number one, the type of person that he is. We've had a lot of mutual connections of guys that have worked with him, for him, and he's just a tremendous leader. He's he's somebody that's an extremely hard worker. I think like we talk about on our football staff, we're always looking for somebody that's relationship based. And, in my conversations with them, it was really, I talked a lot about this city. And, it's like I tell people all the time, the greatest thing about about working at the University of Memphis is what we represent, who we represent, because this city is special. And, as we were going through it, that's why I told them, I go, just understand. I go, if you say yes to this city, this opportunity and this job, I go, man, you're going to be saying yes to something special that's going to impact your family in an unbelievable way, because I got a sense from him, just the excitement, the passion, the energy, and really more than anything else, just being a relationship-based person, seeking an opportunity and a chance to come in and build off the momentum of what we have and continue to help take us to another level.
How important is a trip like yesterday down to LeBonner, Coach? I know you get asked about it when you're down there and doing but how impactful is it for your group of guys, the work that you do down there going and visit?
No, it's incredible, and Sunday was a special time. It was fun seeing all of our players, just being kids. I think sometimes you see these big human beings that are out there that play a game and they get so much recognition, and there's all the challenges that go with being a college football player, but they're still at the heart of them. There's young men. They're still kids themselves, and when they get an opportunity to go and serve others and to give back, to see some of those children that are there at LeBonner, not by choice. I mean, they're going through some struggles. They're going through some things that that sometimes they don't know why. And our guys to be able to take their time and go play and enjoy and build relationships. That was one of the most special days that we have. And it's something, we got a great relationship with LeBonner. We have kids that go down, par players go down throughout the year, every couple, if it's not every week, every couple weeks, to go and you'll be a part of that service, opportunity. And it's just that's the best thing about what we have and the platform that we get to be on, is to be able to give back, and we're grateful for that relationship.
Yeah, and I know, you know, in your position, you can only control what you can control. There was a piece up I saw about season ticket sales. You've got 20,000 season ticket holders so far for this year. In terms of building that and in terms of getting that where it needs to be, I mean, is it just a matter of you hope continuing to win, continuing to contend for AAC championships?
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's something we have to continue to put a product on the field that that people want to come and see. And, you know, I'm excited about our home schedule this year. I'm excited about the over 20,000 that have already bought their season tickets, and hopefully the ones that are going to sign up for them here before we get started, because this football team is going to be a fun football team. It's going to be a fun football team to watch. It's going to be a great football team to support, not only because of what they do athletically on the field, but also what they represent off of it. And I'm honored to be the head coach here at the University of Memphis and representing this city and all that we do. And, it's a great time to be a Memphis Tiger. And, I tell people all the time, man, the time is now. You know, yes, we are excited about pushing to new levels and new heights, but man, enjoy this opportunity right now, because this is it's a special group that we have, and I want everybody to be a part of it. A
couple other things before we let you go. Ezekiel Elliott has not reported to Dallas Cowboys training camp, which means, of course, Tony Pollard is getting first-team reps. They're raving about him in Dallas, Coach. I imagine being around him as often as you were, that doesn't surprise you.
No, there's no shock there. And, I'm fired up for Tony and Daryl. I mean, both those guys are doing great jobs. You know, Tony's a special player, and I'm excited that, it was such a unique situation here. You have Daryl, Patrick, and Tony all on the same team. All those guys will be NFL running backs, and I think great ones in their future. And, we were able, because of Tony's versatility, we were able to utilize him in a lot of different ways. But, I always felt that if he got this chance where he could be in the backfield and continue to develop and run, he's got a special talent. And I was texting with both those guys the other day, and they're both doing well, excited about what the future holds. And they just are great representatives of the University of Memphis and this football team.
You've got another stud playing with the Chicago Bears and Anthony Miller going into his second year. Coach, his shoulder was a thing all the way back to his time under you. My understanding is he had the surgery and so on. Do you expect that to be a non-issue going forward? Is that something, having dealt with him so closely, you think he might have to deal with going through? He had a great rookie season.
No, Anthony's one of the toughest young men that I've ever been around. And, I'll never forget whenever he had his shoulder issue, when it first kind of slipped, it was at Lambeth. And it was one of the first plays of our practice. And, a trainer took his helmet and told him, hey, you're taking the day off. He grabbed the helmet and was standing right next to me, wanting to go back in the next snap. And, I had to remove the helmet. And so I told him, I go, man, we'll get you ready for the first one. And he's such a competitor. Yep. And, he's just such a great young man. And I'm excited about his future. I know he had the issue there and they had to get fixed, at the end of his rookie year. But, he's going to continue to grow. And I believe we'll be one of the NFL greats here in the near future. And, I know he's going to work for it.
And then last thing, Coach, have you ever had one of your players threaten to quit the team because he didn't like his helmet?
That I've never had that. No, that is, I saw that on something flashing across the phone with, who is that, Antonio Brown?
Antonio Brown, yeah.
Would you take it, Coach, for the production? It's your show in the Raiders. Would you take it? You take all that mess and circus for the production on the field? What does Mike Norvell do?
He's really good, Coach.
I tell you this. I go, the number one most important thing is the team.
Yes, sir.
And as you sit there and you look about, you can have one individual that's very productive, but if that brings down the level of your team and the putting your team in the best position to be successful, mm-hmm. then that's what every coach has to be able to evaluate. And I think he's a great player. I don't know what type of teammate he is. I've never been around him, but I can tell you that at the end of the day, that's what's made our kids special, because our best players have been great team guys, and they understand that they all have a job to do, a role. Everybody wants the ball more. Everybody wants to play more. Everybody wants to be put in a situation to be showcased. But when you can kind of put yourself pull yourself back sometimes, all right, for the betterment of the team, that's when you have a chance to do something special. So I don't know a whole lot about him specifically, but those are always things that coaches have to be able to handle and balance as much the great players do.
Well, if you happen to have any Shut Air Advantage adult large helmets lying around the practice facility, Antonio Brown is looking. So if you got any around, send them over to him. Coach, always appreciate
the time.
Thank you for your time,
Thank
you, man.
No, I appreciate you guys having me on, and go Tigers.
Yes, sir. He is Mike Norvell, Memphis football coach. He said like he didn't have time for Antonio Brown.
That's what I heard.
He ain't got no time or patience for AB.
I wouldn't either. I like it.
Yeah, I always do appreciate Mike Norvell for joining the show. You know, I know he's very busy, got camp going on, and we appreciate him calling
out. Yeah, they're
headed
up to Lambeth here in a minute, going to have that scrimmage on Saturday.
Yep. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here, including possibly a transfer into the city of Memphis. Maybe we can jump into this when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the 2019 92.9 FM ESPN Madden Tournament, hosted by 92.9's Jason and John. Friday, August 23rd, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Rec Room. Want in? Sign up and see if we draw your name at 92.9ESPN.com. That's 92.9ESPN.com. Bracket play, prizes, Rec Room beer specials, and more. The 2019 92.9 Madden Tournament. From Memphis's Madden Station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, Memphis. Everybody's favorite fitness center, ATC Fitness, is kicking it up a notch. With newly added hydro massage lounges to some of our locations, and soon to be all of our locations. Stop by today for a demo. It's the most relaxing, refreshing, and rejuvenating thing you can do for yourself on the market today. And it's included in our premium membership. Come on in. You deserve it. Check us out online at atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Hi, I'm Paul. Isn't it nice when you can keep things simple? Well, now when you switch to Sprint, you can get both an unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. Plus, Sprint's doing things differently, and now offering a new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. I mean, I think Sprint's network and savings are great, but don't just take my word for it. Try it for 30 days, love it, or get your money back. So, why wouldn't you switch to Sprint? An unlimited plan and the Galaxy S10 for just $35 per month with a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. See what I mean? It's that simple. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee select exclusions apply. S10 under 28 gigabyte, $10 a month after 2250 month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills or canceled early. Remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 9/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line without a pay. Paid due prioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Speed maximums use rule. 30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
I have goals. I work hard, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. And since my scooter gets 89 miles per gallon, I'm not worried about gas prices. Just a little bit goes a long way. My scooter is reliable, affordable, and fun. No more waiting for a bus or a ride to pick me up. With my scooter from My City Rides, I go where I want, when I want, on a ride I own. My City Rides has everything I need to get started. They taught me how to ride, gave me a helmet, gloves, and a riding jacket, and they even take care of preventive maintenance for me. The best part is that when my lease is paid off, I get to own my ride and all the gear outright. My City Rides helps hardworking Memphians of all shapes and sizes own their independence. For just $90 a month, lease to own a brand new motor scooter. Learn more by going to mycityrides.org. That's mycityrides.org.
When you need a money order, where do you go? The post office? A bank? Why pay for money orders when Advance Financial has free money orders? That's right, free money orders. Any number, any amount. At Advance Financial, free money orders means you only pay for the amount of the money order. No more. No gimmicks. Advance Financial has free, unlimited money orders even if you don't use our other services. Visit one of our 24/7 locations today. Advance Financial, welcome. Are you tired of standing in line to pay your bills? Advance Financial offers free bill pay. You can pay your gas, electric, water, cable, phone, or any other bill at Advance Financial, and we won't charge you a penny. And because Advance Financial is always open, you can pay your bills on your time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit one of our 24/7 locations for free bill pay today. Advance Financial, welcome.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's Sports Station 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Day outside, maybe the hottest day we've had all year. That heat index, triple digits. It's time to cool down. You can do it by getting over to Quintessential Sweets. Get one of their cool sweet treats. They're 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. It's the sweetest place in Memphis. That's because Christopher Gray's got the most exquisite sweets in the city. You can check them out over at quintessentialsweets.com or just head over to the store, see for yourself. They've got some special things. Like that banana pudding ice cream on a hot day like today, nothing better.
I mean, there's really nothing on the menu. Like if you've conjured up in your mind, like mad scientists, it is on this menu. They got flavored snow, which is, it's like think of like Italian ice with a twist. It's got a great texture, taste in every bite. They also have deep fried Oreos, deep fried Twinkies. They got the gooey butter bars, dipped cheesecake on a stick for any occasion. You can never go wrong with Quintessential Sweet.
Need some snow on a day like this. You see those kangaroos in Australia bounce around in the snow? Get you some Unicorn 2.0 from over at Quintessential. It's got the blue lemon, green apple, Jolly Rancher, strawberry lemonade, flavored snow. All those layers layered with a pineapple sorbet, all non-dairy. And so good. It's all good over at Quintessential Sweets. They've got the perfect answer to whatever you got, the cookout, the get-together. Maybe it's just you're in charge of dessert. Their gourmet sweets, the perfect touch for everything you've got. My wife's got an event scheduled over there this month. Give them a call or just stop by the store for yourself at 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. That number, 361-3449. Again, 361-3449. Quintessential Sweets. They're at quintessentialsweets.com.
So interesting developments that we have picked up on in the last couple of days. There could be a significant transfer into the city of Memphis for basketball this season.
Tell me more.
His name is Musa Cisse. He is a 2021 prospect, top 10 ranked over at Rivals.com.
I see him sitting up at number 9 over at 247 as well.
Yeah, so consensus top 10 prospect, 6'10", 220. You know, can play the 4, can play the 5. Currently at Christ the King in Middle Village, New York. But all of the speculation as of right now is that he is transferring to Memphis. Mm-hmm. He is coming to Memphis and will, again, this is all speculation. You look at his Twitter account, he's retweeted some things that he will suit up for Lausanne. That this top 10 player will leave New York and head to Memphis to join the Lausanne basketball team. Now, details on that are kind of scarce at the moment, you know, what the connection is. But we also always know Lausanne is a different deal. You know what I mean? Like, Musa Cisse ain't going to White Station High School here, you know? Like, he's going to Lausanne, which is, you know, this is kind of what they do, right? Like, maybe not even in just basketball, but they have international students from all over.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it would not surprise me in the slightest that this is happening.
Some have already projected him to Memphis. You realize that?
I have noticed that.
And over at 24/7 in terms of his crystal ball. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a 2021 kid. But again, at 6'9", 200. And what have John and I and everybody else who's watching this program closely have talked about after this season even – in terms of your bigs, your front court, you're thinking about that. Where are you log jam right now? We know it. It's in the back court. It's with all your guards. You know, you've got some wing with Lester Quinones, with DJ Jeffries. You've got a lot of guys you can play on the wing. But we know in the future, these next couple of years, having bigs here are going to be imperative. Now, he's 6'9", 200. I wouldn't call him a prototypical center or anything like that. Athletic big is what it looks like, you know, a 4, that kind of thing. But Penny's going to be looking for these guys, and the fact that he's, you know, some of these recruiting experts have already got him crystal ball to Memphis. You see the smoke. I'd put a little bit that it's a little more than smoke when a kid is retweeting it.
Yes.
You know, news that the kid is actually putting it out there. It's not just a rumor or anything else. He's not saying it's a done deal at all.
Yep.
But the idea that he's coming to play in Memphis as well.
Yep.
You know, you just feel like there's a that this could become official soon.
Yeah.
Possibly.
On the very limited work that I've done into it, I've heard close to done, not final, mm-hmm. but close to done. And typically this just means, you know, it's all over, but the whatever, you know, it's going to happen. It's just a matter of the I's being dotted and the T's being crossed, and there's no cold feet at the last minute. That's typically what that means. So I expect this at this point. And if it happens, congratulations to Memphis.
He's a power forward, right? 6'9", 200?
Yeah, I mean, they've got him listed.
This ain't an undersized center they're talking about playing at the five.
They've got him listed on Rivals as center, but again,
yeah, I see power forward over 247.
It really doesn't matter. He's a big. That's just what he is, whether he's a four or five. He's a big, and if he comes to Memphis, you know, plays for Lausanne.
I'm just saying the last really high profile. You saw one with Damian Ball, quite frankly, saw him moving from Nashville to live and play here for that year. The last one was what? Was who? James Wiseman.
Exactly right.
Comes in from Nashville. Now, at that point, it's obviously to play for Team Penny. Comes in and ends up playing for Penny over to East High as well. But, again, you've already seen some crystal ball predictions, or at least one that's got Musa crystal ball to Memphis. Just, you know, wonder when you're coming into Memphis again, as opposed to a guy like this, John, quite frankly, he could go down to IMG. IMG have their hand, you know, IMG, please come, Musa. Please come, Dia. So you figure there's lots of options for a top 10 guy like this in 2021. The fact that he's coming to possibly, like John said, you're not hearing it's a done deal just as of yet, but the kid, again, has retweeted news about this, that him coming to Memphis. You just say, wow, okay. Well, high-profile guy coming to Memphis. I like Memphis's chances.
No doubt.
Should they be interested? I can't imagine they wouldn't be in a top 10 big.
Yeah, there you go. Top 10 player Memphis has offered. Just like bottom boom. You know, it's like when Tubby Smith, 325 ranked offer. You know, we already know that. We already know the deal there. So, yeah, you got to think, like, if this young man finds his way to Memphis and plays for Lausanne, you know, Memphis is right. You know,
Lausanne's coach now.
His name is Marvis Davis. That's I don't know how long he's been there, but he is. I think he's been there for a few years. I think he came over from Germantown, I want to say. But yeah, I mean, this is, you know.
Ooh, he just got him one. If this gets done,
this is typically like, you know, typically the Musa Cisse, New York kid, Memphis may or may not get involved. Odds are good that they probably would not have gotten super involved, you know, because there's no ties. But now.
I imagine you get this kid, too, you're going to make some schedule adjustments and get out there and play a little bit more of a national schedule. I haven't seen Lausanne's schedule in front of me right now, but I'm just imagining if you lock this kid down and you get him into your school, you can change some things up, maybe get some entries into some national tournaments, because you're going to get a lot of those invitations.
Yeah, and I know that there are probably going to be other, you know, high schools around the city who are like, this is bollocks. You know, the fact that they can, you know, the fact that Lausanne is bringing in, you know, a kid like Musa Cisse.
You don't get it mad at Lausanne. East just had everything.
But that, exactly. You know, it
you
is what it
me?
Is. Yeah. So that's the way it goes. That's Lausanne. That's how they do things over there.
Listen closely. Heard something over the weekend. Heard our boy Jesus Patino going to have a squad. Remember when you were talking about how White Station needed to get it together? I heard Jesus going to have something for you this year.
Really?
Yes, he's back.
He's got some players
he's
over there?
He's already there. He's not like back to cut. He was already doing. But I've heard we're back on the map, John. What was it, 2 years ago that you laid down the gauntlet?
I did.
Said White Station basketball had to get back to where we used to be. I heard Jesus got something for you this year. Don't know if the ban's been lifted and if you'll be able to see it, but I'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, the ban's been lifted. I can promise you that. There's new leadership over there. There's a new principal.
Willing to put up with your antics.
Gary Holland.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sound like you're on first-name basis.
And we go back. Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
You're all the way in. You got the VIP treatment now.
Yeah, no, she invited me. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it, but to the Alumni Association meeting.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I wasn't able to make it, but I'm going to be as involved as I possibly can, you know. Because I really do. Like, I think back to those years, man, and I'm just – I'm not proud of myself in them, but I'm proud that I went there. You know what I mean? I'm proud of that. I'm more proud of where I went to high school than where I went to college. It's weird, you know, but
you should be more proud of the University of Memphis.
Okay. Well, anyway, there you go. Moussa Cissé, top 10 player.
This is big news. It goes down.
A top 10 player is
again,
potentially...
the kid retweeting it makes me put a little more stock in it.
Yeah. You know? And there's a picture now of James Wiseman on a surfboard. He's paddle boarding. I don't know what you would call that. Careful down there, James. You don't want to aggravate that shoulder doing all that paddling.
That's what I'm saying. That thing can't be any kind of remotely serious.
No, he's
out there doing his thing.
It's legitimately just precautionary.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about with his injury. There's no need to go any deeper into it or what. Oh, I'm concerned about the season.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go there. They're being cautious, super cautious.
Yep. So
we know why.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Lausanne can get this done. My expectation as of right now is that they will be able to do that. And then
if they do, it's the next Wiseman. Moving into town.
It's probably the
next
Wiseman.
Top 10 prospect. Some are already saying Memphis.
Yeah, I think that's true.
He's 21, right? 2021.
Penny does not miss on local kids.
No, you moving in town, whether you ball, Wiseman, whatever, Penny going to get you.
Yeah, whether it don't matter if you're from the Bahamas. It don't matter if you're from Nashville. It don't matter if you're from Nigeria.
I mean, imagine if you're Penny Hardaway, this kid's coming here rather than going to an IMG or something like that, which you can get to, but it's not your backyard. We just saw it. Yeah, Penny, get you in the backyard. We know what's happening, especially if you are a player ranked like this.
Yeah.
We talked about it. The whole city was recruiting James Wiseman. What does Penny, when James is in the middle of Memphis over at East High,
absolutely,
the whole city's recruiting him.
Yep.
You do the same thing to this kid, too. I imagine it'll be pretty impactful. Savvy over there.
Very savvy. Now, I mean, again, you know.
Not done. It is not done, but who knows.
It typically tends to work out for Memphis right now. It just does. Moussa Cissé. Should be more details in the coming weeks because school started, you know? Like, I mean, it, right?
Yeah, my private school started last week, and I think
the
schools
kid is
this
probably
week.
Already enrolled, you know? Or if he's not enrolled yet, he will be soon. So, I mean, this stuff will get, I would imagine, by the end of the week, you know, you gotta have an idea of whether the kid's coming or not. So, anyway, John Rothstein has put out his updated preseason top 25 with the news of Invalidante's commitment to Oregon.
Yep.
Where does Memphis stack up? We'll get to that. When we come back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.